could happen as soon as today. The effort comes after President Trump said a government shutdown could happen as soon as Saturday. Congress has until midnight Friday to approve a short-term spending plan for the government to remain open.
Winds of nearly hurricane strength are fueling some of those Southern California wildfires.
We're expecting wind gusts in some areas up to 80 miles per hour. So if you see something, don't wait for the evacuation order. From my perspective, leave.
That's the L.A. County Fire Chief, as forecasters say those strong Santa Ana winds could continue for several days, fanning the flames. The Thomas Fire in Ventura County has already burned now over 100,000 acres since Monday. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell signing a contract extension that will keep him in the position through 2024 at $40 million a year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Today marks the 76th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
That's President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. When that attack was over, over 2,300 Americans were dead and another 1,100 were wounded. Five battleships, including the USS Arizona, sunk or severely damaged, and more than 180 aircraft were also destroyed. The attack dealt a crippling blow to the U.S. Pacific Fleet and drew the United States into World War II. It stood as the deadliest attack on America until the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway says nobody cared when she shared her so-called Me Too moment during the 2016 election campaign. She appeared at yesterday's Politico Women Rule Summit and said she was ignored by the media when she talked about her experiences as a Capitol Hill aide. And some U.S. airlines asking flyers to dumb down their smart luggage before they get on the plane, as smart luggage includes battery-powered features, and there are concerns the lithium batteries could cause fires in a cargo hold, so American, Delta, and Alaska Airlines are among those planning to enact a ban on them early next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning and welcome to the library show. Today's weather is, I'm so confused. It's 45 degrees, mostly sunny. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low around 23. Friday's going to be partly sunny with a high of 41 and a slight chance of snow after midnight. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a high of a low of 26.
How slight are we talking?
Bigger chance of you running down Main Street in your Ever-11, as you like to say. Saturday night, there's also a slight chance of snow. There's a slight chance of rain on Saturday afternoon, partly sunny, high of 39. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 38. I'm really thrown off because there's no mute button and I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, excellent. It went right into
call
the
on your
but
angels.
I'm going to lower the volume for you.
We'll come down to the
Don't fiddle with it. Let's crowd around the big tree. You're a big fan of this song, huh?
I am.
Who is this again? Matchbox 20 or something?
Rob Thomas.
Was he in Matchbox 20? I'm asking the wrong person. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Is this Saturday Night Live or something?
No. I don't think so. No, I think it's at Rockefeller Center.
What a great start to the show. I just totally blew the intro.
So did I.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show.
Yeah, it's at Rockefeller Center 2009.
Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. I'm staring out the window right now, Jennifer, and I see that the Flemington Public Library has decorated their iron fence with, is that upside down Santa Claus's hats?
They are. Well, the entire Main Street is decorated. There's big wreaths on the Chamber building. Did you notice
yes.
someone you're
They're having a, isn't Flemington having some kind of contest?
They usually have a window decorating contest.
I think they are.
Yeah.
I think I know Lone Eagle is participating. They have like stacks of beer cans that look like Christmas trees.
Well, Main Street is certainly decked out.
Yes, what are your opinions of the upside down Santa Claus hats? If you want to see how upside down Santa Claus hats, be sure to drive by the Flemington Public Library.
That's probably the easiest way to hang them, but I would think, I don't know.
Is it? Would it be? It's interesting because it looks like bunting or a banner, so.
Like the flag,
where was
I? Pennants, flags, I don't know. Start again.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. The HCL on today's show, Jennifer, the HCL Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of HCL, is now on display in the main gallery at the Hunterdon County Library. Stop by sometime this month and treat your senses. The winners were announced last night, and Jennifer has the list, and she will read it for you shortly. Pianist Paul Bisaccia. I should say virtuoso pianist Paul Bisaccia. Why are you shaking your head? It's like you weren't even there.
I was.
Did you hear him at all?
I did.
We'll talk about this, too. He performed last night at the Hunterdon County Library, and we'll give you a recap of his show. Jennifer asked Santa if it counts that she has been good at being naughty. Fred Miller and the Hunterdon Harmonizers will be presenting their holiday shows at HCL in the next 2 weeks. All this and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
How are we doing over there?
We're doing okay.
Are you in the Christmas spirit yet?
No.
No?
Nope.
Why not? What can we do to help?
I don't know. I'm dead inside.
How can I help? You're dead inside? What? Don't say that.
I keep trying, but I'm not getting there.
You gotta find your inner child. The upside down Santa Claus hats aren't doing it for you.
Well, they were until you mentioned that you didn't care for them upside down.
I didn't say that. I think it's unique. It looks like normal. I think it's kind of clever. Actually, I've never seen that, so kudos for the uniqueness. Boy, you really are not in the Christmas spirit. How can we get you in the Christmas spirit? Want me to sing?
Sure.
Want me to sing a song for you?
Sing a song.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
I just played it.
That's your favorite because it's about New York City, right?
No, I don't know. There's just something I really like about it.
Why don't you move to New York City?
If I were a millionaire, and we had an encounter.
If the New York Public Library offered you a job... Right now, were you there in a
yep.
minute?
Mm-hmm.
Really, you would abandon me.
Yeah, I would.
That's great.
I wouldn't abandon you, Jim. No, and we had an encounter with a homeless guy on Saturday, so like it made the song even more poignant. A good encounter.
Okay, and do you want to explain to our audience what this encounter was?
We were walking down...
and to me, by the way.
I didn't tell you?
No.
We were walking down Lexington Avenue, and... There was this antique store that Brian and I used to go into years ago, and it's still there. So we had stopped and looked in the window, and there was a guy sitting on...
In the antique store?
No, he was sitting on a box or a crate out a couple doors down, and it was me and Brian and Morgan. And the guy's saying, oh, there's Charlie and his two angels, and he was telling Brian what a lucky guy he was. And Brian was talking to him, and he's like, you know, can you spare a couple dollars? And we're like, And I said, there's a deli over there. He said, you know, he's really hungry. I said, well, there's a deli over there. Come on, we'll go get you something to eat. And he's like, look, and I'm going to be honest with you, I really want a drink. And Brian's like, okay, here's $5, go get a drink. And I thought that was, like, really nice that the guy was honest. And the only thing is we forgot to ask his name.
He wouldn't want a food, too?
No, we wanted a drink. So you want a drink, go get a drink. Like, he was honest about it.
Okay. And the honesty paid off.
Yeah.
I bet you he was honest about it sometime in the past, and that's probably why he's in the situation he's in.
Well, quite possibly, but... You know. But I felt bad.
Well, I'm
glad
you did that. See, that's a Christmassy thing to do.
Yeah, it was good.
So that should have fed your soul a little bit.
It was, because I was aggravated by that point after walking around in circles trying to get uptown, because I didn't realize the president was in town.
You should have. Do you have Uber?
No.
You should get, if you go to the city a lot, you should get Uber.
No, we have feet. But like, we hit the pier just as he was leaving.
We have feet.
We walk, because we can see.
Really? So you can walk from downtown all the way?
We walked from 33rd Street to the Pierre, Central Park and, you know, whatever.
Okay, that's not that long a walk, Jennifer.
And then we got turned, but then we ended up at 79th Street.
Okay.
Well, but after walking around.
But what if you wanted to go downtown to Wall Street or something?
On the way back, we did take the subway on the way back.
Okay.
Because we wanted to go to Grand Central, and we saw there's a little model railroad set up.
In Grand Central Station?
It's in they have a little transit museum. They call it a transit museum. It's a little store. And they have a little model railroad set up.
Nice. So you plan on going to the city? Did you see the tree?
Yes.
Okay. How's it look?
Yeah.
What?
It was only me.
Why?
I don't know. It didn't do it.
It's big this year or something?
It doesn't feel that big. But we did go around the back of St. Patrick's. You walk over to Madison, and the Palace Hotel is back there, mm-hmm. and that's decorated very, very well. And that's always a good place to go, and they also have really nice clean bathrooms.
Didn't you say there's some place, the old store, that has the best Santa Claus or something?
ABC. That's downtown near Union Square. We're probably going to go there next Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. If you take an Uber down there, it'd be pretty easy.
Well, we would get off the train down there and go see Santa.
Okay, I'm just trying to help you,
Thank
Jennifer.
You. Why? I should have Uber so they can steal my credit card information? I don't have a phone that I could put the Uber app
on. Is that a common thing? Would Uber be in business if that happened?
It did happen.
What, to one person out of 500
no.
million?
No. Didn't you hear?
No.
Oh, it's been all over the news. About a year ago, they got a whole bunch of drivers and passengers' information.
Oh, that wasn't Uber. That was a hacker.
A hacker got Uber's information.
That can happen to anybody.
It certainly can.
Then just cut up your credit card right now, because it could happen from anywhere.
I pretty much don't use it.
Okay. We're not going down this path today. Me trying to bring you into the 20th century. I'm just too tired.
We're in the 21st century, Jim.
that saying is out of date. Okay. I mentioned that the gingerbread competition was last night. We had the reception, and all the participants showed up at a nice little reception we had in the Bookmark Cafe, and Jennifer and Chris Phelan of the Chamber announced the winners. Jennifer, and why don't you tell our listening audience who those winners were?
Right. Well, we also want to thank the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library for providing the honorable mention prizes, and the Chamber of Commerce for co-sponsoring this with us and providing the first place and best in show. And the best in show went to the Shearer family, who created a Snow White
okay,
cottage.
Okay, hold up.
Hold up.
You're supposed to like do the honorable mentions first.
Sorry.
And then the best in show. But you build up to this, Jennifer.
I know. All right.
Okay. So go ahead. Well, best in show was who?
The Shearer family.
The Shearer family. And what did they do?
Snow White's Cottage.
Oh, it must have been pretty awesome.
You helped me judge, Jim.
I'm trying to paint a picture for
the
audience.
It was very detailed.
It is. It is incredible.
I liked all the details.
Pretty much no question who Best in Show was in our mind.
No. For the group, we had honorable mentions went to a Girl Scout Daisy Troop 80074, who created the Pittstown Inn, and the White House Preparatory School After the Bell Program, Snowman at Night. And the first place went to Brownie Troop 8130, and they had created a Franklin School scene.
It was very detailed.
It was.
It was like all of Franklin Township.
I think, yeah.
Or the little village. Is Franklin Township School right, the one right in Pittstown?
It's right on...
No, not Pittstown, Quakertown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
They did the whole Quakertown, too, as well as the school.
Yes, it was really good. family, we had a lot of family entries. So we had four honorable mentions. And we should say that we had Hunterdon County scene and storybook scene categories. The Williams family won an honorable mention for Charlie Brown Christmas, the typical Snoopy sleeping on his decorated doghouse with the bent-over Christmas tree. The Iliadis family created Papa's Shop, which is a car repair shop in Three Bridges. The Zhang family created a Mongolian house, which I called a yurt, and I think that was not a good thing to call it.
Why?
I think yurts are temporary and portable.
Gotcha.
And the Smith family created a Rapunzel. First place, Hunterdon scene went to the Loveland family, and they did the historic courthouse, which I thought was incredibly clever.
It was clever.
It was like Whoville and Hunterdon County and the courthouse.
Combined.
It was really clever. And the Groves family also created a Rapunzel. Adults, we only had one entry. First place went to Yuki Watts and the Red Mill.
Well, one winner.
One winner. The students, we only had one. That's 13 to 18. Caitlin Mazuski, who enters, I think, almost every year.
Last year, I think she did the Red Mill or something. She won. I think she won a Modern Best in Show last year.
Well, she created the Holland Township Windmill. And we had a couple last year. And so far, Caitlin's has stayed together. The blades have stayed on. And then we had some children category winners. William Groves won for Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Mark Bruno, Gingerbread Village at Night. And I remember Mark from last year. He's very specific, and he creates a long story that goes with his creation. So that's always very clever. And then Madison Groves, his sister, won for first place for Charlotte's Web. So congratulations. I don't know if the pictures are on our Facebook page yet.
I don't believe so.
I had sent them to our Facebook person.
So. And they will also be on the Chamber of Commerce page. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it should.
From what I understand from the president?
Yes. So we'll look into that. Oh, it's time for the first commercial break already. We are late, so I will look at that. We'll do the commercials. Well, I'll take a look. And when we come back, we'll do Today in History, and then I want to hear about the rest of the concert last night. You're not even going to say okay?
I'm waiting for the commercial.
Okay.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm getting the sneaking suspicion you forgot to play a commercial. That seemed pretty
quick. No, I didn't. It didn't.
As a commercial break.
No, there were only four of them.
You played four commercials there?
I think I played the wrong one. So.
That ship has sailed, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
It's time for Today in History. Welcome back to the Library Show. This time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that have happened on the current date, which is December 7th. think you might be able to guess one of them right by that infamous date, Jennifer. I also ask her, give her some names of people who were born or who have died on December 7th and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. I think she'll do very well today. Let's go back to 1703, Jennifer. On December 7th, 1703, the Great Storm of 1703 occurred. Give me a who, what, where, why, anything you might know about the Great Storm of 1703.
No, nothing.
It was the greatest windstorm. It was just a windstorm.
Oh, was it in the Sahara Desert?
No.
Nope.
Ever recorded in the southern part of Great Britain, Jennifer.
Wow.
It made landfall on this date, Jennifer, with winds gusting up to 120 people. 9,000.
When you said winds gusting to 120 people.
Miles per hour. 9,000 people died.
Wow. Is it possible?
9,000 in a windstorm. What?
Is it possible we've talked about this before?
No, it's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And it sounds
just because of the number of the death toll?
Something about it sounds familiar.
Why is death toll is the way you describe how many people died?
Well,
because the bell tolls for everyone who dies? Like, it's like a... Okay. Are you still with me?
I am.
Okay, Jennifer, the first state ratifies the Constitution on this date in 1787. Took a little while, but it finally happens. What state was that?
Delaware.
Delaware is correct. Constitution, of course, was the baby of Alexander Hamilton. I still find it hard to believe that Hamilton was pushed under the rug in American history until this Broadway play. Don't you? You're a history buff.
No, because everybody knows a lot about to me, the Constitution was kind of pushed under the, you know, you learn all about the Declaration of Independence, but it's as if by the time they get to the Constitution, they run out of time.
1869, Jennifer, who commits his first confirmed bank robbery?
Jesse James.
How did you know that?
I was Jesse James 1 year for Halloween.
And you had to have the backstory. So I can see you, right? So just in case someone challenges whether you're Jesse James, you would have known everything?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? That's amazing. I love that. okay, Jesse James, where did you commit your bank robbery?
I don't remember.
Wouldn't give me the state.
Arizona.
Missouri. It's 1917, Jennifer. The U.S. declares war. On whom? On this date in 1917.
Germany's a little obvious. Russia, no. I don't know.
Austria-Hungary. And then in 1941, well, darn it if we don't declare war again, Jennifer. Technically, I don't think officially, but unofficially declare war on whom?
Japan.
Japan. And why would we have done that, Jennifer?
Because of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, which we heard about on the news.
Yes.
And you did a respectable Roosevelt impersonation.
When? Today?
Off the air.
Did I?
During the news.
Thank you. 1946, Jennifer. The deadliest hotel fire in U.S. history occurred on this date in 1946. You'll never get the name of the hotel. It's the Wyckoff Hotel. It killed 119 people. Just tell me the city and state it was in.
Kansas.
Why did you think Kansas?
I don't know.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Huh. I wasn't going up, no.
And then what makes its debut during the Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on this date in 1963?
What makes its debut?
Mm-hmm. Broadcasting. It's a broadcasting.
Oh, the NBC Peacock?
No. Something they use now.
Oh, instant replay.
Instant replay is correct, Jennifer. And by the way, a program note, the Army-Navy football game is this Saturday in Philadelphia. I gave up my ticket this year.
How sad.
Very generous of me.
Is Kiko going?
Kiko, of course, is going. He runs probably the best Army tailgate there, the class of 87.
Go Navy.
When Kiko was on, I called it the Navy-Army game just to get him that he was...
You think the Beatles will play the halftime show?
But he has an incredible tailgate. The class of 87 puts on this. I mean, the one year I was there, generals and people were coming to his tailgate party.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Where do they have it at the old Veterans Stadium? Which isn't Veterans Stadium
anymore.
It's the
new, it's at the Link. But they have the big tailgate on the
but
parking
lot. But is it
like
the thing that used to be the Veterans Stadium?
Veterans Stadium isn't there anymore.
I know, that's what I'm asking. Is it the thing that replaced Veterans Stadium?
Yeah, Lincoln Financial Field, where the Eagles play. But it's not on the exact same spot the Vet was on.
No.
I don't think so. And I think the Vet was torn down. It might
still
be sitting in the parking lot. I know it was for a little while, anyway. Okay, so yeah, the Army-Navy football game. Army has a good chance to win. That's why tickets are hard to get this year. The Lake Navy had won 15 years in a row before last year, and now Army's looking pretty good. Okay, born on this date, Jennifer, in 1923, Ted Knight.
He is an actor. He was in the Newsroom and Mary Tyler Moore show. He had his own show. Was it Too Close for Comfort, where the daughters lived?
It was, I believe.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Yes.
And they had the friend Monroe of indeterminable gender.
Yeah, Monroe. What was his name on Mary Tyler Moore?
Ted Baxter.
Very good. And what famous movie was he most famously in? Comedy classic. I know.
There's a book coming out about it in April.
Comedies aren't your forte, Caddyshack. Jennifer. Forte is correct to play Judge Smalls.
And
Smales. Judge Smales.
If we had cameras, I would do the Caddyshack Gopher dance for you.
Oh, God.
I could do it
really?
Just for you, yeah.
Why do you have this talent?
I don't know.
This is like your party trick?
Yep.
Interesting.
That naming force 5 seconds.
All right, we got to move on. 1942, Harry Chapin was born.
He did Taxi Driver,
he did
Cat's
not.
Cradle. What?
He did this song called Taxi.
Taxi.
Taxi Driver was a movie starring
the
Robert
song
De Niro.
Taxi.
Correct?
Cats in the Cradle.
Correct. That's Harry Chapin we're looking for. 1966, C. Thomas Howell.
Oh, he was in The Outsiders.
Very good. What character?
My dad, I don't think he was
Unique
Pony.
Unique name. He was,
it was Pony
Boy.
Pony
Boy. Wow, Jennifer, you're rolling. I think you get all. I know you got the last one. I'm pretty sure you'll get this one. Died on this date in 1970, Rube Goldberg.
It was a drag queen? No. I'm thinking of RuPaul. Never mind.
Rube Goldberg was that guy. He was a cartoonist and a sculptor and an author. He's famous for making those drawings of those contraptions, those very weird, a Goldberg contraption. Like a famous thing that doesn't look like it would work, like it had all the moving parts and like...
I'd have to see it.
You'd have to see it. I thought you would know that one for
no.
sure. Well, you know who died in 2011. Harry Morgan.
Oh, he was Colonel Potter. He was also on... I always try to give you something other than the obvious. Dragnet.
Dragnet is correct. Dragnet. How about what movie was he in with Jimmy Stewart?
Oh. It wasn't Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
No.
It was not A Wonderful Life.
No. It was a bio movie about a real person who died during World War II in a plane crash. That's Jimmy Stewart's role.
Rats.
He was a musician.
I've seen... Oh, Jimmy Dorsey's story.
No.
Tommy Dorsey's story.
You're on the right track.
Glenn Miller's story.
The Glenn Miller
gosh,
story
hurt.
Is what I'm looking for, Jennifer.
That one hurt.
Why? You didn't like that one?
No, it was like I was trying to get it out.
So Harry Morgan was in his band. He played like the piano or something. And he was like his best friend, I think. Harry Morgan. Died on this date in 2007. Okay, that's what I have for today in history, Jennifer.
The only thing I have for today in history, I have today in the future.
Good. That should be a good game. What happened on this date in the future?
67 days and a wake-up till catchers and pitchers report.
Oh, yeah? And why? The Mets are going to be on track next year for
I
some reason?
I don't know. I'm so glad Terry Collins is gone, I have to say, though. I've been saying it. I said it once.
The Yankees lost their manager, too.
That was pretty harsh, but... Yeah, Anyway. So, Kiko, the Beatles, did he come to our program on Tuesday night?
No. Yeah, I'd like to hear about the Beatles program.
Yeah, we have Vince Bruno talking about, stop that, Sgt. Pepper's, it's the 50th anniversary of the Sgt. Pepper's album, and Vince Bruno came and did an illustrated lecture, and he loved, everybody loves talking at our library. They always say such good things about it. And Sue,
we got great audiences.
Yeah, and Sue and Jeremiah were terrific helping set it up and everything, because he was having audio trouble with his laptop, so he used our setup. And he's anxious to come back. So
good. I'm sorry I missed it.
I'm surprised.
Maybe I'll see it next time.
Yes.
Okay, we got some programs coming up this week.
Tell me about the rest of last night.
Oh, yeah. Beginning with last night, we had Paul Biasacci. I always get his name wrong. It's Biasaccia, Jennifer. So he drove from Hartford, Connecticut to play and then turned around and drove back to Hartford, Connecticut. You believe that?
Yeah.
So he's a piano virtuoso. He had his CDs for sale. He must have 30 CDs.
I saw the rack.
So it's amazing. And he was, as advertised, he set up a little camera on it, so, and then the screen behind him to see his hands play. And you were just mesmerized watching his hands. Because, I mean, he played the Washington Post March. He played Stars and Stripes Forever. He played a song called Dizzy Fingers, which you would not have believed how fast this song was, and he nailed it.
Did he play Rhapsody in Blue?
No Rhapsody in Blue, but he did play some Gershwin numbers from Porgy and Bess, and then like a couple other famous Gershwin ones. I'm going to forget off the top of my head. And then he played Joplin. He played Maple Leaf Rag and The Entertainer. So all these classic American songs, and it was just fascinating. And I can't believe how, I mean, the way he went at the piano for Stars and Stripes Forever was, I mean, I thought we were going to have to get a new piano. The way he, and then in the really hard with the one part, and then he imitated the piccolo part with his while he was like, it was just incredible. I mean, I don't think words could describe. So if you're ever out and you see that Paul Biasacci is performing, I highly recommend seeing him. We thank him for coming. I'm sure I'll have him back because people really enjoyed him. Tonight, Eric Mantel returns to the North County Branch Library for a repeat performance of his jazz holiday concert featuring the music from Vince Guaraldi's A Charlie Brown Christmas. We had this at the Huntington County Library a week ago to a sellout crowd. I'm expecting nothing less tonight at the North County Branch Library. If you're interested in going, I suggest calling the North County Branch Library at 730-6135 and let them know you're coming so they can put out a chair for you. This is a jazz holiday with the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet.
And if you don't
very
have,
popular local band.
Sorry. If you saw Eric last week at the Headquarters Library, you can come to the Headquarters Library at 6 p.m. and watch Eddie the Eagle, inspired by true events. Eddie the Eagle Edwards is an underdog ski jumper who wins the hearts of fans at the 1988 Calgary Olympics. And this Saturday at the North County Branch Library, they will be welcoming back Anne and Ridley Enslow, who will perform their Dutch Colonial Christmas. The program features carefully authenticated colonial Christmas songs and instrumental music of the era and some Dutch Christmas carols. The show will conclude with well-known sing-along carols in English, followed by apple cider and Dutch cookies.
It's Holiday Movie Week starting next week at the North County Branch Library. Have you watched any holiday movies yet? No? What is going on with you? I probably watched 10 already.
I'm sure you have.
I watched The Gathering. I watched most of Elf. I watched, I won't itemize them here. But Holiday Movie Week at the North County Branch Library, they're going to be showing 5 movies starting on Tuesday, December 12th, one a day, starting at 2 p.m., free and open to the public. They'll kick it off on Tuesday, December 12th with Miracle on 34th Street. That's the 1994 version with Richard Attenborough as the man in red. Black Nativity will be shown on Wednesday, December 13th at 2 p.m. The musical event of the holiday season, Jennifer, The Family Stone, starring that woman from Wedding Crashers, Owen Wilson's brother, Matthew Broderick's wife. Who else
Sarah
is in
Jessica
here?
Parker.
The guy from Parenthood, the father.
Diane Keaton, Rachel McAdams, Dermot, oh no, Dermot Mulcahy, what's his name?
It's an annual holiday classic, Jennifer.
Craig T. Nelson's in this, Coach.
Yes, that's what I said, the guy from Parenthood, the father.
Oh, I know him from Coach.
The Family Stone, Jennifer, Thursday, December 14th at 2 p.m. It's about a dysfunctional family where one of the sons brings his fiance home to meet the family and the hilarity that ensues. Friday, December 15th, the classic Holiday Inn, Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn, a Paramount picture starring Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire with Marjorie Reynolds, Virginia Dale, and Walter Abel. What role does Walter Abel play? Is he the... is he the general, or is he the flower shop guy?
General's in White Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'm thinking of the wrong movie. So who's Walter Abel? Must be the
I don't know
the guy that's the agent for Fred Astaire. So if you've never seen Holiday Inn, I highly suggest it. It was the movie that introduced the world to the song "White Christmas" by Irving Berlin, and also the song "Easter Parade." Was written for this movie. Irving Berlin wrote a song for every holiday on the calendar. Very unique movie. I'm surprised like a movie like this hasn't been remade, Jennifer. Is it just too much of a classic to remake?
I think so.
And then finally we wrap it up on Saturday, December 16th at 2 p.m. We'll be showing The Muppet Christmas Carol, starring Michael Caine as Ebenezer Scrooge. Kermit plays Bob Cratchit. I can't tell who Fozzie Bear plays. Must be one. Oh, Fozzie Bear, I think, plays Fezziwig. Or I'm sure they call him Fozziwig in the thing. Right, Jennifer?
He was Danny Reed. I don't know who
that was. Danny Reed was the agent.
Was the agent, yeah.
Yes. So that's the Holiday Movie Week. All the programs Jennifer and I are talking about are available to view on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage, and all of the flyers for these programs will come up, including some January flyers that I'm starting to work on. I don't like to think beyond Christmas, but I got to remember to get the Christmas poem for our last day. What's our last radio show before Christmas?
It depends if you're coming on the 21st or not.
First. I think I'm going to try.
Okay.
Maybe I'll see if Kara wants to come join us.
Okay.
Would that be all right?
Less for me to do.
Why? You don't like the radio show anymore?
I love the radio show.
And then finally, or not finally, we have two other ones in December.
We have four other ones.
We have four other ones, Jennifer. Here, I'm saying that's it. And there's four more after Holiday Movie Week. Well, this one's during Holiday Movie Week. The 100 and Harmonizers. I am reticent. Yes, I said reticent. To talk about this program because we're pretty much filled up with this one. They fill up every year. It's the 100 and Harmonized Barbershop Chorus. They sing in the holidays with their annual Christmas show, which is actually this Saturday at J.P. Case Middle School, Santa Saves the Circus. I think there's two show times, 2 and 7 p.m. I think I'm going to try to go to one of them. Do you ever go to that?
No, and this would not be the year because I don't like circuses.
That's exactly what Lori said.
I don't like circuses. I think I don't.
Lori doesn't like them either. But
I don't like
so
clowns, and I don't like circuses.
My grandmother used to take me to the circus at Madison Square Garden when I was little. We take the train in.
Did you?
From Summit, go see the menagerie beforehand, and then see the circus. Then the circus is no more because of people like you.
No, it's got nothing to do. I wasn't particularly concerned about the elephants or anything. We did go to the circus as children.
And something happened. What happened at the circus that has
turned
like
you off? When the elephants, like, the lady lays on some kind of platform and the elephant, like, walks over her or leans over her. Well, the elephant wet on her. So you think that would have... I don't know. There's just... I don't like clowns. It's like the whole clown circus
thing. A lot of people don't, Jennifer, and I don't know why. Back in the old days, clowns must have been popular, but they just... Don't translate to today's society.
No.
Back to the 100 and Harmonizers, Jennifer. So Wednesday, December 13th at 7 p.m., they'll be at the 100 and County Library. We'll have refreshments. We always have refreshments for the Harmonizer show, some cookies and cider for everyone. So if you have not signed up and you're feeling lucky, call the 100 and County Library at 788-1434. There may be a seat available. I'm not making any promises. Would you like to tell us about one?
I would. On December 19th at 7 p.m., I think this is a new performer.
No, she was there once before.
Once before. The Holiday Favorites with Rhonda Denae. There are songs that touch on giving thanks, enjoying the winter weather, and celebrating all this joyous season brings. Rhonda sings nostalgic hits like the Christmas song and Someday at Christmas, as well as traditional favorites. At the end of the concert, you're invited to join in for a sing-along finale. So that's December 9th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
Okay, and then Fred Miller wraps up his afternoon concert series for the fall on Thursday, December 21st at 2 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. It's also going to be on Wednesday, December 20th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Fred always does two concerts. He's that popular, and his final one of the year is always an American Christmas, sacred and secular favorites, inspirational readings, and a mammoth sing-along to ring in the holiday season with singer, narrator, pianist Fred Miller. If you haven't seen one of Fred's shows, I highly recommend this one, too. He gives you a lot of backstories about the songs that he sings. And this one, Fred actually hands out the lyric sheets for everyone, if I'm not mistaken, Jennifer.
I remember that. Do you... Does he let you sing, recite your poem for the inspirational reading portion of the show?
Fred Miller?
Yeah.
I don't perform with Fred Miller.
Well, you said there's inspirational reading, so I thought perhaps he let
but
you.
But the thing I read isn't inspirational. What do you have in front of you?
You're not going to believe this. Last year, let me just do the last program of the year, and then I'll tell you what this is.
The last program of the year? That sounds very sad.
Create an evergreen centerpiece with Susan D. of Fun to Create at the North County Branch Library, December 21st at 7 p.m. And space is very limited for this program. So be sure to sign up.
You can sign up. How do I sign up?
For our North County Branch programs by calling 730-6135. Our headquarters program, 788-1434. Or since you're already on the internet, go to hclibrary.us and click on events.
Remember the old office had, they had that garbage can in the corner by you, and I was always trying, and that one day I made that miracle shot. This one was a lot closer, and I missed miserably.
Well, I just found two things. I keep a folder, you know, for the radio show, and I stick things in.
Okay.
And I found your bookmark for November, which I think we did talk about, the men.
We did.
And did we talk about No Shave November?
Briefly, but
okay.
No Shave
November
well mention
was supporting men's health and men's cancer. I didn't remember if we talked about it. But then this, I pulled out of the Huntington County Democrat Thanksgiving of 2016. And it's Thanksgiving trivia. And I stuck it in the folder to ask you for Thanksgiving.
And we never did it?
I completely forgot about it.
Is it good Thanksgiving trivia? Give it a try?
I'm not
gung-ho for Thanksgiving like I am for Christmas, but maybe we should do our last commercial break of this radio show.
And then we'll come back and do the Thanksgiving trivia that I just found.
Then maybe we can think of Christmas trivia off the top of our heads.
So you don't want to do the Thanksgiving
trivia? After the Thanksgiving trivia.
All right, which will be right after these commercial breaks.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. And Jim Gano will be in just a few minutes to take care of business. So I just did some spring house cleaning and found Thanksgiving trivia that I meant to ask Jim 3 weeks ago. So we've agreed we're going to give it a shot. So this is from the Democrat list Thanksgiving. And there's multiple choice, should you need them.
I'm going to need them.
Okay, the Pilgrims settled the Plymouth Colony in
1620.
Very good. You didn't need that. The area was originally surveyed and christened Plymouth by whom?
Alden.
Nope. He's not even a choice. Miles Standish?
Oh, Miles Standish.
John Smith, William Brewster, or Christopher Martin?
Well, it's not John Smith because he was Jamestown. What were the
no,
others?
It actually was Jamestown. I mean, it actually was John Smith.
John Smith?
Mm-hmm.
He was never in Plymouth. John Smith was the Pocahontas guy. Are you sure this is correct?
It's from the Democrat. I'm just telling you.
Okay. And I'll ask again. Do you think this is correct?
In addition to the Mayflower, the Pilgrims also set sail from England on board the ship named the Speedwell, the Mary Rose, the Endeavor, or the Golden Hind.
I don't think it was the Golden Hind.
It was not.
The Endeavor.
Speedwell.
There were two ships?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the Speedwell gets lost to history.
No, but why?
Why what?
Did it come later? It didn't come the same time as the Mayflower. It must have came... They didn't
sail across the country. I think the Mayflower arrived first.
Yes.
They set out at the same time, but...
Like three ships arrived together in Jamestown. This was one, like the second ship to arrive at Plymouth. Go ahead.
All right. Though commonly called Pilgrims today, the majority of settlers at Plymouth were religious separatists.
Puritans.
Nope. Puritans, Calvinists, Brownists, or Quakers?
Quakers.
Brownists.
Okay.
John Brown. No.
John Brown, the guy that was started the Civil War, that John Brown?
No. The Pilgrims decided to find... I'm actually questioning some of these answers. The Pilgrims decided to found a colony in America after an unsuccessful stay in which country? Holland, Wales, France, or Scotland?
Probably Scotland or Wales.
Holland. There's no attribution to this either, this quiz.
What does that mean?
Who created it or where they got the answers from. The journey across the Atlantic Ocean took roughly how long? 2, 3, 4, or 5 months?
One of those.
Yes.
Four.
Two.
That's pretty good.
The first Native American to interact with the Plymouth settlers was...
I'll know this. Go ahead.
Squanto, Pocahontas, Esquimalt, or Samoset?
Squanto or Samoset.
Yep.
Which one? Squanto.
Samoset.
Yeah.
Tisquantum, a.k.a. Squanto, was the last survivor of his tribe, a Catholic convert and fluent in English, a former slave who lived for a time in London, or all of the above?
All.
Correct. Which president was the first to declare there would be a national day of Thanksgiving?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
No. George Washington. Franklin Roosevelt established it as the fourth Thursday of November.
Okay, he did something.
He standardized it. Which president was the first... No. Which president was the first...
George Washington.
...declare that Thanksgiving would be celebrated annually on the same day in every state?
I'm going to guess Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Shocking. Under which president was it established that the oh no, it was Abraham Lincoln who said that.
Yeah, and Roosevelt was
right. The fourth I gave you that. All right. When was the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
1932.
Nope. 1921, 1924, 1927, 1931. 31. 24. And by the way, Macy's looks amazing today if you're there this holiday.
I'm not there.
But if you
I'm here.
If you're in Herald Square, walk into Macy's.
The Herald Square one?
Yeah, it's all snowflakes and there's squirrels.
Where's Herald Square?
Herald Square.
Where is Herald Square?
34th and Broadway.
Oh, that's the Herald Square one? That's mm-hmm. the main one. Mm-hmm. I thought Herald Square was different from the one on 34th Street.
No.
That's the Herald
That's Herald Square.
Square. Okay.
You should definitely stop in.
Gotcha.
When was Canadian Thanksgiving held? It still is. The first Sunday in October, the second Monday in October, the third Wednesday in October, or the fourth Wednesday? The first Thursday in October.
I don't know.
It's the second Monday in October, which makes a lot of sense to have it on a Monday.
Columbus Day?
Well, no, it's not Columbus Day in Canada. But doesn't it make sense to have it on a Monday?
Why?
Like Thursday. Why Thursday?
No, Monday's terrible, that day to have Thanksgiving.
Why?
Because you have to work the rest of the week.
But some of us work Saturday, and some people work Friday and Saturday.
But the minority, Jennifer.
I suppose. Who was the first president to issue an official pardon to a Thanksgiving turkey?
Obama.
Reagan. I didn't realize it was that late. Which NFL team traditionally hosted...
The Lions. The Cowboys.
The Lions. You were right the first time. Since 1934. How many years has Butterball been running its turkey talk to help distressed cooks?
36 years.
35. Very close. Just guess.
I've called every year. That's why.
You have not.
Is that it?
That's it.
Very good.
But... Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
I've been carrying around.
I doubt
for
the
a year.
John Smith one, because I know he was He was one of the first settlers in Jamestown, unless he made his way up, or he sent a letter saying call it Plymouth. I find that hard to believe. In fact, John Smith fell ill and went back to England.
Did he?
Yes.
I'm gonna look right now.
Don't look right now. You can look and you're. Break time this afternoon, Jennifer.
Well, no, but it was named by Captain John Smith.
All right, moving on. Let's do some Christmas trivia. So what are your favorite Christmas movies, classics? See, off the top of my head, if I can ask you trivia questions.
Holiday Inn, White Christmas, Christmas in Connecticut. Miracle on 34th Street, the original.
Mm-hmm. You know, I won't be able to be a lot of
Christmas,
dead air.
How about some Christmas in Connecticut trivia?
I know a little bit about that movie. A little bit. What was the name of the magazine that the woman worked for?
Oh, good for you. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Oh.
McCall's?
Probably Look. I don't know. I don't know.
Tell the audience who's the 98% who've never seen Christmas in Connecticut what the premise is. I can't stand that movie, by the way, because it's... Three's Company of Christmas movies for me. It's all just misunderstandings, and that gets old.
Oh, yeah, cause
very
Elf,
quick.
Because Elf isn't.
That's not misunderstanding.
This writer goes to spend, she wants a quiet Christmas away from everybody. She's single, she's a curmudgeon. Which maybe that's why I like it.
She's not a curmudgeon.
Well, she kind of is. And but she needs to pretend she's single, and I think she writes a column, like a family column.
Yeah, that so she has a kid and a husband.
Right, and so she needs to have a kid and a husband. So through a series of mis events, she ends up with a baby.
They did it for a magazine spread, but then right. a war veteran returns that she kind of falls for and throws a wrench and mix. But no, everybody, it's just... It's funny for a little while, but you can't go an hour and a half that way with just everybody misunderstanding what the real situation is.
Is that Kiko?
No.
Oh.
So, okay. Well, you talk about things, and I'll think of some.
No, you tell me what your favorite classic Christmas movies are, ones that people might have seen. Oh, I have to tell you, Lord and Taylor Windows this year I did not like, and I usually do. And each one said it was sponsored by the Hallmark Channel.
Uh-oh.
So I thought it of you.
Oh, Hallmark movies?
I don't think there were Hallmark movies, and there was a circus window.
So the Karen and I briefly watched a Hallmark movie last night. Of course, the woman stopped celebrating Christmas because her husband was a military person and he died over Christmas, so she's not celebrating. Blame Christmas. So if someone dies on Arbor Day, Jennifer, do you blame the holiday there and just don't like trees anymore?
Do we stop remembering Pearl Harbor Day because Harry Morgan died?
That's too much of reach. Okay, so the movie, the Hallmark movie last night, they were running a local historical museum, like a very nice museum, but it was failing. They were losing money, so they were afraid it was going to have to close. So the people decide...
Oh, and this isn't too corny.
So the people decide what they might, maybe what they should do is maybe start fundraising.
What an awful
Isn't that what museums do 365 days a year normally? Yeah. Fundraisers and everything. They decided after all these years, maybe they should start.
Oh, yeah. I mean, year-round, I get stuff from the David Library of the American Revolution, Willow.
That's how museums get their funding. Grants and fundraising. And they hadn't done, they were wondering why the museum was failing.
Where are they located? If they're located in Hunterdon County, they should have applied for the Cultural Heritage Commission.
Right. They would have helped them out. And they didn't do any of this. And the woman was afraid she was going to get fired because the money. She should have been fired for not fundraising for all these years.
I can understand that fear.
So that's just a typical example of a Hallmark movie.
What was the name of it?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Did they have some benefactor give her a whole bunch of money and she fell in love with
They started him? Fundraising and then she was falling in love with some other army guy that was helping her fundraise.
Was it set in modern times?
Yeah.
Why didn't they do like a GoFundMe page or something?
Jennifer, you're asking too many logical questions about a Hallmark
movie. See, I even know what a GoFundMe page is.
Why, have you ever employed one of those?
I know.
So maybe say Miracle on 34th Street. I say I'll come up with next week. Let me write a list down. You said Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Holiday Inn.
Okay.
And White Christmas.
Those are the three. You don't know anything about any of these movies.
I don't know if I know anything about them.
What's the name of the town in Vermont they went to?
Oh, Pine Tree.
Very good.
Thank you.
What's the name of the guy's show?
I knew you were going to ask me. Ed Burns?
The Ed Harris
Ed
show.
Ed Harris.
Or it's somebody Harris.
Bob I think Harris? It's no.
Something. I think it's Ed Harris. Yes. The part I don't like about that movie, I think White Christmas is a good story, and it's touching at the end with the general and stuff like that. I just don't like the dance numbers they throw in the middle of that thing. Like the rehearsal numbers.
The theater.
Yeah. Ugh.
What other, kind of doesn't fit.
What other famous Christmas song, although it's sort of a Christmas song, came from that movie? Not White Christmas.
Snow came from...
Not Snow. He's singing it with Rosemary Clooney. They're both staying up late. They can't sleep.
Count Your Blessings.
Count Your Blessings instead of Sheep. That turned out to be kind of a famous song. Yes?
Yes. Yes, it did.
So, okay, I'll think of next week, and I'll hit on those three movies. I'm sure you'll watch them over the week, which would be good, Jennifer, because you should watch them, because it is Christmas. It'll get you in the Christmas spirit.
Okay.
When that little girl speaks Dutch to Santa, and Santa understands and speaks Dutch back to her in Miracle on 34th Street.
But when she talked Dutch, when he spoke Dutch. But I'm not going to speak Dutch right now. I'm going to speak goodbye because...
What's the time?
It's time. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can stop and call or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senator Al Franken is to speak on the floor of the U.S. Senate this hour, scheduled to address his colleagues at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Here's more from Lisa Carter.
The Minnesota Democrat is under intense pressure to resign over numerous accusations of sexual misconduct.